叶淑珍姐妹。那叶姐妹呢，她其实是在美国东部的一个美国人的教会在负责这个教会的宣教事工。那她这次来台湾是看望这个教会所支持的一些宣教的宣教士以及宣教事工。那正好我们夫妻也是这个教会所支持的，那他正好来，我们很高兴能够请他来到我们的当中，也希望能够用几分钟的时间跟大家一起分享神怎么样带领他在这个宣教的工作上面。那这个淑珍呢，他其实他的英文名字叫 Jeanette， 我比较熟悉叫他 Jeanette 啊。那 Jeanette 呢，他是 ABC 啊，是 American Born Chinese 啊。所以正好跟我相反，我是一个 CBA， 他是一个 ABC 哈，他是香蕉，我是鸡蛋哈，那他其实投入这个学生工作有30多年的时间，后来神就呼召他，从一个学生工作为主的一个服事的里面呢，就转到在教会里面，且是推动教会更加投入宣教的这样的一个岗位上面哈。所以我们就想有机会也可以透过我们姐妹神怎么样带领她跟大家有一点点的勉励哈，给大家一点勉励。那我本来要给她压力，要她用中文讲，其实她可以讲中文，但是我想大概她会觉得没有办法很释放哈，所以总而言之是一个老中讲中文，然后一个老外讲一个老中讲英文，一个老中一个老外你们都听得懂吗？这个我们好不好鼓掌一起欢迎这个今天
好，很高兴有机会认识你们大家，
所以不用讲，不用翻译，
需要我很早以前在台湾来学中文，在1977年，有的人还没有出生的因为我的英文讲得比较好，所以我讲英文好吧。 OK, thank you. I just want to share with you a few things about my following Jesus.
就想跟大家分享几件神引领我跟随他的事情。
Unlike my brother, I have many more years, so you think you might be here until 11 or 12 at night.
当然我比刚刚分享的弟兄年纪大了多，你大概担心一讲就会讲到11、12点。
不要怕，就要信。I just want to talk about three things that were obstacles in my following Jesus.
我想就很快跟大家分享在我生命当中跟随耶稣的三个障碍。
The first obstacle for me in following Jesus was from my parents.
我想第一个障碍我面对到的考验就是我的父母亲。
I think there are very few Chinese parents in the world that have raised their children to either become missionaries or pastors.
我想很多在世界上很少的华人父母亲是把孩子带大，而是希望他们能够做传道人，甚至宣教士。
Oh, you have this little baby. Oh, I can't wait till you become a pastor.
没有人抱着孩子说，巴不得你能够早早的长大成为一个牧师。
You're supposed to become president. You're supposed to become somebody important.
很重要的人。
A medical doctor.
一个医生。
You're supposed to take over the world, right?
来统治全世界。
So like that, my parents are immigrants, and they expected me to do well.
我父母亲其实是移民到美国，他们也当然期望我能够有所成就。
They left all the suffering of China so that I could have opportunity.
他们离开了在中国的痛苦，让我身为他们的女儿有一个前途。
So when I felt a call of the Lord to go into student work,
所以当我感触到神呼召我要投入学生工作的时候，
that was not their plan for me.
其实这不是他们为我所有的计划。
And on top of that, in America, you have to raise your full financial support.
当然在美国，你如果要做这个工作的话，你也需要筹这个奉献。
So that meant I was going to be begging.
所以好像要似乎跟人家要钱。
That was not a good idea.
其实这不是一个很好的一个方法。
My parents, though, are Christians.
其实我的父母亲都是基督徒。
But it was not any easier.
但是对他们而言，仍然不是一件容易的事情。
They said other people's children can do that. You can support them.
其他人的孩子可以去做，甚至你也都可以去支持他们。
So that was my first obstacle. My parents did not give me their blessing.
所以我想我面对到的第一个考验就是我没有得着我父母亲的祝福。
The second obstacle for me was a personal one.
第二个挑战呢，其实是比较一个个人的挑战。
It was prestige.
大概就是一种名誉或者这种虚妄的一种心态。
Like many of you, I went to a very fine university.
我想跟大家当中或许很类似的，我去的是一个很有名的大学。
Graduates from my university were supposed to become very important people.
那从那个学校毕业的人，大部分都是成为很伟大的人，很有用的人。
And becoming an intervarsity staff worker, no one had ever heard of it.
那要成为一个学员这个事工的一个同工，就从来没有听过这样的事情。
Some of my classmates thought I was becoming a Protestant nun.
有一些我的同学呢，认为我要等于是入修道院。
So I had to think through what it meant personally to not follow through with my ambition and my training.
所以呢，我个人就要去面对怎么样来看或许我的雄心，甚至我的野心我的训练，我怎么样来面对这一些。
And it was I had to die to myself.
我想对我自己而言，等于就是要对自己而死。
There is an old hymn I suspect you know. It's an Irish hymn called "Be Thou My Vision."
我想有一首诗歌我们都很熟悉，是一个爱尔兰诗人所写的《成为我意象》。
And there's one verse that says, "Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise."
在这一首诗歌里面有一节就提到，我不在乎人给我的夸奖，或者我不在乎世界的钱财。
And I had to say that many, many times.
我就发现我要重复的用这句话来提醒我自己。
Because remember, I'm an immigrant kid.
因为我是一个移民生出来的孩子。
So I'm supposed to make money.
所以我需要去赚钱呢。
And I went to a very good university.
我去到一个很好的大学。
I'm supposed to be famous.
我应该成为一个很有名的人。
So I had to think through that whole thing of giving up prestige.
所以呢，我就等于需要去真正的去面对怎么样放下那种欲望。
The third thing I had to think through was giving up my personal ambitions and my thoughts about being married.
我想我面对到的第三个考验呢，就是我愿不愿意放下期望能够结婚这样的一个心情。
Over time, as you continue to grow in your ages, you realize that you're not dating.
我想年纪越来越大，若是你没有在交往的话。
And over time, you realize not dating means you're likely not to get married.
那没有在交往，大概很可能就一辈子都不会结婚了。
So I had a choice.
所以呢，我记得那时候我也面对到一个选择。
I could compromise and probably marry a non-believer.
我可以妥协，甚至可以嫁给一个非信徒。
And we probably know many brothers and sisters who've made that choice. They were afraid that they would never be married, so they married a non-believer.
有可能我们也都认识一些，因为他们怕一辈子不会结婚，所以呢，他们就嫁或者娶一个非信徒。
I think for me, my biggest fear was not that as much as.
我想我最大的惧怕倒不是那个。
For me, it was not developing as a woman leader.
反倒我想我大概。比较更大的一个挣扎就是我没有办法发挥一个姐妹在领导上面的这样的一个经验或者一个能力。
I've led many teams of men and women.
其实我带领过很多男生女生参与的一些团队。
I've led teams with different married men and single men.
也跟就是说带领这个团队也有已婚的未婚的弟兄们。
And I found out in church that it's a lot easier to get married if you don't talk.
那我发现呢，常常话少一点，大概结婚的可能性就多一点。
Don't talk, be polite, smile a lot.
少说话，脸上常常带着笑容，然后很有礼貌。
I'm 开玩笑一点 but you know what I mean, right?
虽然在开玩笑，大概大家都懂我的意思。
对。And I saw that.I could compromise on that as well.
我也发现，其实，在那样的一个事情上面，也有一种妥协的一种引诱。
I could not read my Bible as seriously.
我没有办法那么样认真的来读神的话。
I could not take opportunities to speak and teach.
我就在一些教导的机会上面呢，我就就或许就放弃吧。
I could not go through doors that the Lord had opened for me.
甚至我都不进入到其实上帝为我所开的一些门。
So three obstacles, parental.
所以我想我就面对到这三个不同的挑战，父母亲的赞同。
The second was prestige.
我自己希望能够求的名和这个荣誉。
The third was marital status.
然后第三个就是这种中婚姻的这种关系。
And I think each of those choices gave me an opportunity to make a lordship decision.
那我觉得在那个三个挑战的里面呢，我都面对到一个所谓主权的一个问题。
So、ever since I was a student, the Lord impressed in my heart and mind one verse in particular from Luke.
其实从做学生的时候呢，上帝就常常用一句话出自于路加福音呢来提醒我。
It's Luke 6:46.
路加福音第六章的第四十六节。
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things that I tell you?
他说：“你为什么称我为主，你却不做我叫你做的事呢？”
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say?
你为什么称我为主，但是你却不顺服我呢？
And so as I have worked through these obstacles,
所以当我面对到这几个不同考验的时候。
And over time, different ones of them were more difficult than others.
那其实过了这个时间，有的在不同的时段里面，特别那个考验特别强烈。
I found that Jesus, our Lord, is big enough.
我真的发现我们的主耶稣基督是伟大的。
I've discovered that He is able enough.
我也知道他是有能力的。
He's strong enough.
他也是坚强的。
He's sufficient enough.
他也是足够的。
He's enough to overcome these obstacles.
他能够供应给我们，让我们能够胜过这些难关。
So as you continue in your journeys to follow Jesus.
所以当我们每一位在这一个继续跟随耶稣的这一条道路上面走的时候，
May you continue to hang on to our Lord.
让我们紧紧地抓住我们的主。
Hang on to His truth and His promises for you.
紧紧地握住他的应许，他所给你的话语。
And believe that He has good plans for you that give you a future and a hope.
也相信他在我们每一个人身上有他特别奇异的安排。
Jesus is enough.
我们的主耶稣基督是足够的。
好，谢谢你们。